This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 813 and a half, down 11 and a quarter. Soft May wheat at 684 and three quarters is down 15 and a quarter. July, 693 and a half, down 15 and three quarters. May corn, 499 and a half, down three and three quarters. July, 498 and a quarter, down four and a half. September, 493 and a half, down three. December, 492, down three. Let's go out to July of 15, 510 and three quarters, down three. May soybeans, 1490, down 12 and a quarter. July, 1475 and a quarter, down eight and a half. September, 1267 and three quarters, down nine. November, 1215 and a quarter, down three and a quarter. May soybean meal, 488, down 970. July, 479.40, down 530. May soybean oil, 41.30, up 30. July, 41.61, up 40. June live cattle, 137.50, up 50. August feeders, August feeders at 192.40 is up 72 and a half. And June lean hogs are 121.82 and a half, and they're up 222 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Let's get the immediate out of the way first. Lead contracts off the board today.
Yep.
But no fireworks there, right?
No. I mean, the open interest has been just miserable in that contract for the last number of days already. And so, you know, just the way it is. We figure it'll be good to have it gone. Let's just put it that way. And we don't have to worry anymore about no limits or anything of that sort. So
right.
It'll be nice. It's interesting to look at what wheat and corn are doing. You know, I think that personally, corn's being supported by unwinding of spreads in wheat. You know, wheat has really taken a hit this morning, big time. And so we're seeing some profit money coming out of that market. I don't know if they really think that the rain that was out there over the weekend was that beneficial. But at the moment, that's giving us support in corn, and that's a good thing. We have a double bottom in place on December corn so far for the day. We haven't made it all the way through the day yet at 490 and a quarter. So we'll see if that actually can do any kind of holding. But I was looking at some continuous charts this morning, and when you look at a continuous chart, support is down at that 432. That's all the way from back from 2006. You know, and we went down to 435 earlier on. So if we really decide to get negative on this because we're caught up on planting and that if it continues to move forward, that'll be a technical target is what I would say.
Well, yeah, I find it interesting that after the WASDE report last week, that the market really did try to push the downside. I think there was a lot of pent-up bearish attitude, emotion in the marketplace.
Yep.
And there was a desire really to try to see how far and how fast. And despite all that pent-up energy, the market really hasn't moved all that much when you look at it over the last 4 days. So maybe it is that at least from a WASDE perspective, and of course we'll get better yield numbers off crop production a little bit later, but from a WASDE perspective, we might have seen the worst that they can throw at us.
Well, it's possible. I mean, you know, they kept the yield at 165.3. They didn't change that at all. And when, you know, they published the formula on how they got there, so you could kind of understand where they were coming from. They weren't going to make any major changes because we still made planting progress, and we were actually right on the target line for it. So I think that at the moment we still have the funds defending their positions because They haven't been given a good reason not to. Mm. And so, you know, if we come in next week and we see any progress in those northern states, because we know we're not making a lot of progress here with the rains that have been going through.
Right.
You know, but if we make progress in the northern states and it looks anything better, that might be the motivational thing for them to begin to do that. But, you know, as each day ticks by, if we don't go a lot lower, you know, we're in a situation here where we may just kind of trade sideways, you know, and do a lot of consolidation as we get into that, further into the growing season, and we start to see what's going on.
And I think regarding the soybeans, that how the week ends, will we press the downside further, will depend tomorrow on export sales and the NOPA crush. I think it's the NOPA crush comes out tomorrow, too.
Yes, it does. Report. Yep. They're actually estimating 132 million bushels used for NOPA crush. Some people are saying it could be as high as 140 million. That would be extremely supportive. I think it was supportive when China came out today, says it's not going to default on any more beans.
Yeah, the leading exporter did say
right,
that.
Right, yeah. They want to maintain their relationship. I was wondering about that, you know, and Oil World said they actually upped the import level for beans for China at 70.7 million. For this year versus the USDA 69. One thing I thought that was interesting that I read this morning, one of the analysts from Reuters was arguing, you know, that regardless if we have tight supplies, the top 10 southern U.S. soybean states have the third best start that they've had since 1990. Mm. They're up 7.2% on planting versus a year ago. And, you know, they represent 14% of the U.S. crop last year. And so if they're doing better and we have a decent crop season, you know, that could really be a good thing. So, you know, it's just one of those situations where I guess it's a wait and see is what it is.
Waiting and seeing is what I'm thinking a lot of producers who are trying to do new crop marketings are doing. I just get the sense anecdotally when I talk to people that there's not a lot of hedging going on in the new crop yet.
Well, you bet. And, you know, we just completed some research, you know, looking at when farmers normally would hedge and what the pattern's been over the last 10 years and over the last 5 years, you know. And I'll tell you what, really hasn't changed very much, which is surprising. Mm. And I guess, you know, you can expect that somewhat when you have higher prices. People sold too early sometimes, got nervous, didn't, and that's, you know, that's why we really want people to be prepared for whatever the market can throw at them. In other words, you know, if you're going to make early sales and the market's not telling you to do that, buy a call. You know, if you don't want to sell in the cash market, get a put in place. If you're thinking about selling in the cash market and you don't do it because of basis or for whatever reason, get a put in place, because you were going to make a sale, but you changed your mind. So that means that you should be doing something. And so the hardest part about marketing, Dave, is emotion, you know, and it's that kicking yourself for not having done something one way or the other, you know. And so it makes life pretty difficult at the farm level. There's no question about it.
If you look at the technicals and think about some of the numbers that we've been throwing around, You get the sense that we could push the downside some, and then we can argue how much some is.
Mm-hmm.
But the energy is still going to be there for 518 and north longer term.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're very right. But everything comes down to that wild card called weather.
Yeah.
You know, and Ukraine. Ukraine, of course, has probably put 30 to 40 cents in the market that wouldn't be here with otherwise. And so they did come out and say that Ukraine is 87% planted on their spring grains. They didn't say how much fertilizer they put on or anything, but that was a surprise to me, because I didn't think they'd be quite that far with all the problems they have. But it seems as if the problems are escalating. And so that's going to always be in the trader's mind in the background. And, you know, we're being supported on corn because Argentina's not selling. The farmer just isn't selling down
right
there at all. So, you know, that's going to help us on the corn side of things, too.
Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. July soft wheat is 694 and three quarters, down 14 and a quarter, now 14 and three quarters. July corn is 498 and three quarters, down four. December, 492, down 3. July soybeans, 14.75 and a quarter, down 8.5. November, 12.15 and a quarter, down 3.75. July soybean meal, 479.30, down 5.40. July soybean oil, 41.59, up 38. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.